All right, here we go. We got three guys, DMP, Sanders, ankle, Latimer, thigh, and Zach Kerr with an ankle. We, Paxton Lynch was full. We had two guys limited, Joseph Jones, and Donald Stevenson's with a finger. He was limited, Questions, guys? He looked obviously better. You know, it's been a week out. He practiced well. He threw the ball well. He was in control of the offense, so that was good to see.
Was he taking all the reps in practice today?
He took all of the ones. Absolutely, yes.
The final practice of the season. It's kind of bittersweet, or are you just ready to recharge in a couple of weeks and get going for next year?
It's bittersweet for our football team. You know, every day we have with these guys, you know, I mean, you kind of cherish it because it's a special group. But it's bittersweet because it wasn't a year we were expecting to have. You know, it's been a tough year. But our players have, you know, stayed in it. You know, everyone's been engaged. Everyone's worked hard. So that makes it bittersweet.
With Patrick,
you're not going to playoffs.
Okay. With Patrick Mahomes starting, you kind of lean on the preseason film to get a look at him and what
he can do? We made a cut-up of all of his plays from preseason, so we're going to watch those. But as far as the system, that won't change much. You know, we've watched the system. We've game-planned for that. So that won't change much, but we have made some cut-ups of him alone as a quarterback.
What do you think of him? What do you see
with him? Kind of, I hadn't seen much of him, obviously, you know, outside of preseason and the draft footage. But big arm, fairly athletic guy. I would say big arm. That's his best attribute, I would say.
Paxton comes across as being a little bit laid back. Would you like to see him be more assertive as a quarterback of a team?
I haven't seen that. You know, Paxton's been really engaged since I've been here with him. You know, I've been proud of Paxton, you know, how he's handled the whole year. You know, his want to play and prove that he can play. I've been proud of that guy, you know. So I hadn't seen the laid back, I guess. I don't know what's your question? Laid back, whatever you said. But I hadn't seen that.
What do you think that Shaq Barrett kind of proved this year as a pass rusher?
I knew Shaq can play, you know, watching his tape. You know, obviously being a three, it's tough to get enough reps to show you can be a dominant rusher. But Shaq's got special talent as a rusher. As a run defender, he's played really well for us. So when Shaq's in a football game, I mean, he is as a starter for me. So he's had a good year for us. You know, after having a rough summer, you know, he had a rough summer, came back week one and had a sack. You know, so I've been proud of what Shaq's done.
Games are clearly different than practices.
Yes.
How difficult is it really to evaluate a guy who's a number one pick going to next year with just one game?
Well, that's tough for any player, you know, but, you know, you need something to go on. And the more he plays, you know, the better he's going to get. So I think it's one part evaluation, but it's one part getting him ready for his future also, you know. So it's not a waste at all, you know. To have a chance to go out there and to start a game and have live bullets for a young quarterback, that's valuable reps, you know. So for the evaluation and for the person's growth as a quarterback. So it's going to be good for him to go play Sunday.
How good is it for you as a team to really know what you have?
Well, I'll say this. You know, we've had three starters all year. Not ideal at all. You know, so, you know, we have to fix and rectify that position.
Coach, what's the toughest part of having such an accomplished team of world champions and then so much of part of the team that has yet to be able to prove themselves?
Yeah. Well, that's a tough question, but I'll say this about this league. You know, teams change every year. You know, so that team's gone. You know, a lot of those players are gone. So, you know, teams change, but to answer your question plainly, you know, we have some guys on our team that are really good players, you know, who know how to win games. You know, we got some young guys who are learning how to win. So, you know, lots of teams go through transition like this, you know. And, again, I think we're close. You know, we're a couple pieces away. But we do have players on this team who can show our young guys the way of winning.
When you talk about evaluation, how much weight do you put in one game at the end of the season when looking at the bigger picture of all these
games? I would say this, live bullets for a NFL player is huge. You know, so you have a young guy who's been on practice squad all year, and he get a chance to play live bullets, right? You see something special, you know, from a guy. I mean, he can do those things. So I think it's really valuable to see him playing live bullets, make calls, think, and, you know, play the game between the ears also. That's huge for young guys. So if you see it happen on Sunday, that means they can do it. So I think it's a huge part of our evaluation moving forward.
How is Garrett Bowles come on as the season? Is he
improved, developed mm-hmm. as you had hoped, or has he gotten to the point where he started struggling with confidence?
His confidence has not been shaken at all. Obviously, playing left tackle as a rookie is a tough job in this league, you know, and he's faced some tough rushers. He's held his own. I mean, he's a fighter. He's athletic. He's going to be a great player. Being a young tackle, I mean, he's had some ups and downs. That's natural. But moving forward, he's going to be a good player for us.
Do you intend to play Emmanuel?
He's still sore. You know, he's really sore. And, you know, if he is able to play, he will play. You know, but obviously he's sore. He can't work yet. So that's really playing for us. You know, if he's not healthy enough to practice, he can't play.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Beautiful day. Enjoy it.